This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. This is our mini-sode Love Island edition, and today we are joined with a special guest. Hun, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, honeys.
You're so cute.
Oh my gosh, I'm so gassed I'm on here. Like, the Black Girls Living, like, nah.
Oh my gosh, don't say that, please.
Icons, stop.
No, please don't gas us, please. But please, we have D Nikki Diaries. Who is breaking news like you? Who?
It's actually
a BBC?
True.
Because sometimes they be lacking, but Nikki on job. Nikki on job.
We on job, honey. Like, it's literally me with like five laptops and like iPads and everywhere. I'm so dead. Literally, like, post notifications on for like every celeb in town, but we move.
And we appreciate it because you're always sharing good stuff. You're sharing that positive stuff as well.
Positive, yeah, it's true.
So we really enjoy your content, Han. And obviously, you are a Love Island queen. I know you love the show as much as we do.
No,
so that's why we wanted you on. So let's get into it. Let's not get straight into Casa Amor. I know this episode was absolutely mad. Can we reel it back? Can we reel it back a week?
Yeah.
Can we? To Toby and Chloe.
Oh, gosh.
Is it Toby and Chloe or Hugo's madness? Hugo's speech. Hey.
Where should we even
It's
start?
All of it. All of
no,
it.
Okay. Hugo's been moving mad from the beginning, so I feel like that's an ongoing...
Wait, pause.
Thank
it's
you.
Funny. It's funny you say that, Nikki, because now Hugo's logo is moving mad.
Moving mad. Oh my gosh, don't. Moving mad has been gentrified, like...
It has. Anymore. And I can't believe it. I can't believe how many times it was said in today's episode as well.
No, Millie was saying it a lot. She literally said it like five times in like 3 seconds. I was like, girl, I think we get it. Like, maybe
exactly.
No,
all right. So, are we starting with, what was it? Toby and
Abby.
What's that? All right, let's go.
Gosh, I don't even know where to start. So, do you know what? I'll be honest. I don't think Toby did anything wrong in the sense of him wanting to get to know or not being backed into a corner, so to speak. Because I feel like Chloe was trying to force him to basically be like, it's me or nothing.
Yeah.
And Toby was just like, hold on a minute. That's not how this is working. I'm on Love Island kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that he was mature when he handled the situation? No, but I also feel like a part of him is not good at articulating himself. So I feel like that's where he kind of let himself down. But again, I'm not really going to defend him. I don't think it's an age thing. I think he's just very much self-centered about what he wants.
He loves girls. Like, he just loves
girls. He just loves girls. Honestly, Nikki, he just loves girls.
He loves to yell them.
Nah, he actually loves girls. That's it. Like, and he don't care, like, in the process of how he does it. He keeps saying, oh, like, I've never had a girlfriend before. Okay, yeah, but, like, you've got girls before. And
you got oh, you've got girls. Do you know what? Yeah, I don't even, when people say it, they're like, oh, I've never been in a relationship. But it's like, we live in the generation of situationships.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it's shifted. It's shifted for a lot of us. Like, for a lot of us, we're probably going to be in a proper relationship for like, maybe like 27, 28, maybe late 30s, early 30s, because it's such a situation thing when you're early 20s. So is he 21? 22?
Yeah, I think he's
so 22. A 22-year-old telling me he's never had a girlfriend, I'm not really shocked. So yeah, when he's saying it as if to be like, oh, that's the reason. Sir, you're acting like, because you get more girls than Hugo, and Hugo's had a girlfriend. So what are you trying to say? It's not adding up.
The math is not mathing. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, exactly. You get girls, Toby. So when he keeps saying all of that, it's not an excuse, because you're actually 10. Like, you're actually a young guy. Like, calm down. It's fine that you've not been in a relationship. But obviously, with Love Island and the contestants, like, experience is kind of neat. Like, majority of them have experience in relationships.
Exactly. Because let's take it back to his VT. He was like, I've got bare girls in my DMs.
Oh, honestly.
Okay, so you get girls, but apparently you don't know how to handle girls. What is it?
How do you handle the girls in your DM? No, carry on, Toby.
Yeah, it's very clear he I don't know. I don't even think it's a case of he doesn't know what he's doing. I think he's relying on that a bit too much. I feel like in reality, you know what is right and what is wrong, because when you came into the villa, you wanted to pretend to do up Black Love with Kaz. And now his mask has slipped.
Okay, can I say something? Yeah. This is why I feel like Toby isn't playing a game. This is why. And I said this before, because if he was playing a game, I said it before, he would have been like, Kaz, my Maladin sugar, my Nubian queen. Do you know what I mean? He would have been like, let's rub some coconut oil on the two of us and let's blow the sun. Because Toby was so shit at playing a game. Like, I honestly think Toby is being so real. Like, yeah. I think Toby might be the realest person in that villa, because if Toby was playing a game, he should have said to Kaz, listen, I think you're beautiful. I think you're stunning. Toby was so honest with Kaz to the point where he said, listen, I'm trying with you. Guys, this guy is so real. I can't believe I'm saying this. Toby is real. Okay, so what do we think about him being with Abigail right now?
I think it was just a joke.
Yeah, temporary filler. Like, filler pictures on Instagram, it was a filler girl for him.
Filler pics.
Like, it's not a serious thing. Come on, Toby. Mm. Like, I actually genuinely saw the chemistry between him and Chloe. I can't lie.
Me too, I don't know if it was real chemistry or they were just horny.
Just lust.
Very lustful pair of bunnies.
Yeah.
They just wanted to hump each other, basically.
I saw this tweet by shout out to Falls from Off the Cuff. He said, what's funny is that the situation with Chloe is Chloe's actually handling the situation well, and girls would have actually rated Chloe for how she's handling it, but because of the Kaz tax, none of y'all are rating Chloe. And I was like, it's true, that Kaz tax is expensive.
100%. Sorry,
this is gonna cost you.
That's a heavy debt, Chloe, that I don't know if you can even get, like, more than student loan debt. Like, sorry,
I'm dead. And you know, student loan, we're in the 50k's right now. We're in the 50k's.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, my sympathy was capped at zero.
Wow.
Zero. Wow. That said, she ain't getting no sympathy from me.
Zero.
I'm like, I don't even think she's deepened the hypocrisy of it all. I don't think she's truly deepened.
Chloe don't care. She don't business. But what I will say is, Chloe did say, when Abigail came in, Chloe did say, that's karma for me.
Yeah, she did.
But on the flip side, if anybody, I know some of you watched the American one. On the American one, there's a girl called Trina who was stealing Cash's man. So Cash's man is Cinco. Trina successfully stole Cinco away. So the black man. But then Cash is coming back for her man. And Trina's all doing up Black Widow, like literally doing up Widow. Literally, she's crying every day. She's like, I don't want to be with a man who's thinking about another girl. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. This is my past trauma coming up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sis, did you not think about the fact that you stole him too? Exactly. You stole him first. So, like, I actually have to rate Chloe for once, for actually be like, listen, it's karma.
Yeah. Because how you get him is how you will lose him.
Period.
Absolutely. No,
a lot of people are learning that, Chloe and co. Like, it's actually, yeah. It's good she took accountability, Sha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she didn't, then Chloe, you're just delusional. Like,
yeah, it's right. True.
All right, guys. So what do we think? Yeah. Sorry, go on, Jazz.
No. I was going to say, let's get on to my arch nemesis, Hugo.
I'm dead.
Get Hugo out. Get Hugo out. If there was a crowd like Big Brother, you know, I would be at my goons. They're shouting, Hugo out.
You know what they would have done? There was a time when they got someone out of the Big Brother house. I think it was that Roxanne woman.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Made a stupid lie. I think they had to remove the audience.
Yeah, they did. They said, we're not even going to have an audience for this one because it's going to be tragic.
They're going to throw the banana bloody head.
Tomatoes,
I'm dead. Right, so I used to be Team Hugo. I used to stand Hugo. But guess what, guys?
I need to know what was your breaking point? Let me know.
What was the reason?
Because I was done ages ago. Let me know what was your breaking point.
I've been done, like.
No, because I really tried and I was really trying for Hugo. I really was. But my breaking point was when he did the speech. because
before then, girl, please.
Because you, Hugo, didn't say a peep. Do a leap a peep. You have nothing to say when Kaz was getting when Toby was messing Kaz around. In fact, she was encouraging it, as Jazz rightly reminded me. You was encouraging, you was in the kitchen saying, well, this is what he said, quote for quote, blah, blah, blah. Hugo used to have to say, you know, in the outside world, I don't think I see you and Kaz together.
Yeah.
I said, what do you know about that?
What do you know? You don't even chill with people like Kaz and Toby who go outside and see those pictures. Like,
exactly.
But I'm starting to think he does, because where is Moving Mad and where is Purr and where is all these things that he's saying coming from?
Vic, I'm going to tell you exactly where. It's his Aaron. School. It's his school children.
Aaron. School children. The year nines. I can smell that it's the year nines.
Death of year nines. Do you know what? I know that Hugo is one of those teachers that go, booyah shaka. Really style. He goes, booyah shaka.
I'm done. In PE. Wow.
I'm finished. But yeah, so I just felt like that speech, because I felt like number one, I do feel like the producer were in his ear. And that's what made me laugh the most, because I could imagine the producers being like, you're angry, aren't you? You're angry.
Move mad.
Do you know what, Nikki? You're right. Do you know what? You know, Love Island, usually sometimes they have like an in joke. So like the year of Molly May, they had a joke about Harry Potter. I can't remember. I remember seeing it on the reunion show. So I bet this year it's Move Mad. So I bet the producers, you're right. I bet they'll say Move Mad. I think they were like, you're angry, aren't you? Show it. So that's why he did what he did.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's interesting that Toby said, you know, you're supposed to be my friend. You always give me advice, but this isn't the advice you're giving me before.
Exactly. No,
exactly.
And then what made me think, Hugo, I can't back you anymore. I've been backing you. You've been making me look like a fool. It's when Hugo said he in the speech, let me even get it bar for bar, quote for quote. He said about Chloe, you know, all this test stuff is a complete bullshit. You deserve someone honest. And alluding to himself, he goes, who knows what could happen? Yes. Stranger things is happening here. That's when I said, get that fella out of here, because what the hell are you positioning yourself like this? And not only that, you got pied twice.
No, he actually got pied. And the thing is, when he said that in the speech, no one even heard that, because all they were hearing was the bullshit. So you've even mocked yourself off, because you've allowed your shot to not fully shoot in, because you already said something else that people are hanging on to. Like, Chloe was just so gassed that Hugo was sticking up for him. She didn't even know my man was trying to move to her during this speech.
Did you, and she even threw her gun fingers in the air, and I said,
sister. Yeah.
Honestly, can we talk about Chloe and when she's like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. No, honestly. Yeah. She's from South London.
She said, no way.
Bristolshire. Is it Bristolshire? You know that Bristol, 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 something village that people go to.
Right, they talk like that there. I wasn't aware.
Guys, I can't lie to you. I don't dislike Chloe. I still like her.
Oh my gosh, girl. You're stunning the wrong people. First it was Hilda, now Chloe.
I still like Chloe.
What is the reason?
What's going on here?
It's not like I'm a Chloe stan, but it's like I don't dislike her. I don't. Okay. I really don't. Like I think, do you know what I mean? Like I don't dislike her.
Yeah. I'm over the dislike right now, but right now she's not. Nah, she's actually just like there for me. Like she's not really giving.
Yeah, she's there. Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, not giving anything.
Do you know what? I don't dislike her either. But equally, I feel like when she goes, I will miss her. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's how. That's how I feel about Aaron. So that is what I was really on the team, Aaron, and I saw some people sway over. Finally admitted when Aaron left, people admitted. Jasmine, no, people were admitting that they missed him.
They didn't sway like you. You was way over in Swayland. You was in Swayland. We was just in that's it.
I even DM'd Aaron when he posted his picture like underneath. I said, please, safe. I hope the travel was okay. Yeah, we're rooting for you.
I was actually in the beginning. Yeah, Aaron was a bit. I was gutted he left. Like I even admitted it. I tweeted. I was like, guys, Aaron was annoying in the beginning, but I'm sad he's gone.
He would have enjoyed Casa Amor.
Yeah,
100%. He would have finished them in Kassam.
He would have enjoyed. So are we happy that Lucinda is home?
Yes.
But she would have
has management, neon management.
Stop, neon she got management.
The likes of Joey Essex.
I'm dead.
He does listen. That was her welcome home post. She didn't even say, oh, guys, thanks so much for the support. It was the neon management announcement. I said, wow.
Wait, Nikki, what?
Like, literally, on Instagram.
Nah, she's about her damn business.
She's about the thing.
Wow.
She said, what? One thing and one thing only.
She didn't even post a picture of Aaron's finger or anything.
She didn't even say, I've landed safe, everybody. She said, listen, this is the bag and this is where to get me at.
This is where you can email inquiries to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So,
yeah, she has 400,000followers on
Instagram.
Guys, she has more than any of the contestants right now. However, she did start with 77,000.
Okay, fair enough.
But still, that is healthy.
Very healthy.
That is healthy. From 77K?
No, 70,000.
Oh, okay.
That is healthy.
That is a triple digit K number now.
Fam, that is healthy. And you know the engagement's going to be mad.
The engagement is sweet.
It's going to be mad.
I don't know. Maybe I can firm Love Island for a couple weeks.
Yes. Are you forgetting that you're a black girl?
I know. I'm forgetting that
look
I'm
at
black.
Selma. We're going to get to her. Look at Selma. We're going to get to her. Where is she?
No, but
are you existent,
fam? Quick one, guys. So, Grace, Victory, she tweeted me and she said, "Oh, have you noticed that on Lucinda's page they didn't post Lucinda and Aaron together?"
Yeah,
I said, "What are they trying to say here?"
Well,
they're trying to say that Lucinda is really playing this game and Aaron is definitely not her type.
Only their leaving video. Totes emotions. Lucinda and Aaron leave the Love Island villa.
I'm dead.
Aaron Francis.
Oh, Aaron really went home because of her. Because
no, I'm annoyed. Aaron didn't deserve. I'm actually really upset.
Well, so imagine Lucinda lasted 10 days after she was crying like a widow after 10 days she lasted after Brad.
Can you imagine?
But it was the 10 days that she needed because she knew that she needed to reach that digit on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, she knew.
Yeah, she said, as long as I can stay the best for my bank account afterwards. She really didn't give a damn.
It's actually secured. Yeah, she reminds me of Molly Smith from last year.
Yes.
She wasn't a main girl. Also, Cassa
is about the motherfucking bag.
And she, okay, she is about her bag. And no one, like, I didn't think she would be.
I did. I knew that she, because I could see that she could dress. I didn't know that she would get that many followers. I didn't know she would proper launch into influencer world. But when I saw her dressing, I was like, oh no, this girl can really dress. And I could see her being one of the girls that could easily be, I could see talent management easily going towards her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that she would literally be like a thriving influencer tool today.
No, honestly. Yeah, same. I see her everywhere. I'm just like, rah.
Mm-hmm. Collection after collection.
I said, okay. Well done.
She's still with Callum, you know?
They're still together.
Really?
And Callum got his teeth done. I don't like it for him. Callum. I'm sorry, Callum.
Callum's like turned to like a model. He was wearing some kind of frisky clothes the other day. I was like, okay.
Oh, really?
Looking a bit sharp.
Oh man, yeah, I preferred his old teeth.
His old teeth were so much better. Now it's too much.
It's like really chewing gum vibes.
It's well, he looks nice. In his latest picture on Instagram, he shaved his hair.
It's the hair for me. Yeah.
He looks nice.
Oh. You know what? Some of
he was moving mad. He was moving mad with Shauna. All right, guys. Let's get on to Casamore. I was doing that, yeah. I was watching a show with my boyfriend, and when they did the Casamore, I was going, Casamore. And then he was like, are you a fucking lad? What the fuck?
Literally, that was me as well. I was screaming.
Oh, I love it. I fucking love it. Wow. All right, guys. So what are we thinking about the Casamore lineup? Let's talk about the lineup.
The lineup. The girls are giving, serving, slaying, buff.
Yeah, all buff. Of them. Every single sex one of them. Every set single good. One of them. Yeah.
Literally.
Set good. Everybody good.
Everybody goody. Like, nah, they
give no lacking. Good. Like, not a single one of them is lacking. Like, those girls are at sexy. All. Like, wow. Yeah, good.
Like, ridiculously buff. But the boys are...
They're a bit...
Okay, let me look at the boys again because I've forgotten their names.
Exactly.
Mehdi.
I'm not really attracted to him at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think he's attractive, though?
Yes. No. 100%.
I think he's attractive. Like, I think if anything, I know this sounds... Men don't really like what we call them beautiful, but he's actually really beautiful.
No, he is.
He is.
Yeah.
I think a bit is too much for me. I cut it a little bit.
It was like a little trim, much. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's wow. Yeah. Nice. The thing is, them not taking Love Island too serious. You're supposed to fall in love. Just have hot girl summer. Look at Mehdi. Wow.
No, honestly.
You're telling me that's not eye candy. What else do you want?
I know, it's absolutely mad. It's insane. And you know, we were saying on our way back from the studio today, me and Vic, we were saying, okay, so Abigail said, you know, her type is basically black men, Teddy, Toby, Aaron. So where's the energy for Mehdi?
She's scared.
He's too
of
dark.
Mehdi,
like, he's too dark.
Yeah. Look at Mehdi compared to like Toby, Teddy. Mehdi's a big man. Like.
Mehdi's a No, but like, what's his name? Last season, he was doing like Ched.
Ched, yeah. He was bigger than Mehdi.
No, Ched was massive. Like, I remember he posted a picture with one of the twins that he was with, and I was like, this is a big boy. this is Thanos. Wow. Like, when he used to, he used to just grab one of the twins. I can't remember which
one it was.
And
hold
them with one.
Pick her up. Yep. Yeah.
Telling me you don't have a hot girl summer like that and just enjoy yourself.
No, honestly, like,
girls, you don't know what you're doing.
They're carrying last, man, too much.
All right, so let's talk about so we said the boys aren't giving. There must be another lad apart from Mehdi that's giving. I think the guy that's chatting up Kaz right now, Matthew.
He's
giving something.
I like his height, defo. In the daytime, he looks a bit better. I'm just wondering what was going on tonight.
I'm dead, Nikki. I'm dead. This is how personality can shine through. When Del, I got to his person, I said, you know what, Del, I like this for you. I like you. Yeah. You're a nice somebody.
Yeah, he's just a calm, collected dude, you know?
Yeah.
Who was the one that was smiling as if nobody has ever smiled on this earth when they saw
Sam.
The...
when he saw the...
What the fuck?
When he saw the postcard.
Yeah.
Why are you grinning like you've never seen postcards?
You know what?
Those that have smiled before have never smiled. How are you smiling?
Do you know what? I was like, this is a very wicked man. Because yeah, all the other guys were like, oh, I feel sorry for the girls or whatever. He was like, I don't. Yeah. I was like, ugh! Yeah.
And the he didn't even wait. He didn't even wait to go. He said it right in front of them.
He was literally in the background smiling bare, like deep it, shined his
32. I was like, this man can really kill. He can.
Did you say shine his 32?
He's shiny. Yeah. Nah, it was too
Okay, with Castle Moore, where the hell is Selma and where the hell is Mary?
Mary? Who's Mary? Oh, Mary, the one that
Toby... The Irish girl.
No.
No, Mary's getting play, ain't she? She's getting play with Toby.
Well, yeah, okay, there's
another white girl who's nowhere to be found.
Kaya, the DJ girl. Yeah, the Kayla, DJ.
Her Kayla, name, girl. Sorry, that was her with the blonde hair. Yeah. Irish one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where is she? No, I'm not even being rude. She was not in this episode.
She's in Dex in the background.
Okay, okay, bye, Nikki, because that's rude. You were telling me that she's practicing to go home to get back to her 9-to-5. Rude.
I'm sure she has events to get back to. Maybe this was just like...
No. Where is Sis? Because she was giving it in the first episode. Sis is gone.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The way Salma and even Mehdi are not getting any attention is very anti-black. It's very giving racism.
It's giving racism. Yeah.
It's giving anti-blackness. But equally, I feel like both of them have come in thinking, "Yeah, I'm sexy, I'm nice," and that's great. But for Love Island, isn't just about that anymore. It's about the personality. Like Salma, get in there, like bust a move. Mm.
But she could be doing bare things, and they've edited it out because she's not in a couple.
It's Saturday that we will see that she has a personality.
Exactly.
TV. I'm not going to lie. It's looking like Salma and Mehdi will be on the same flight home. I'm sorry.
Jasmine. You are rude. You are rude.
We influence our picks together, Mehdi. Come. Yeah, they should, man. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because at this point...
They need to book their PCR tests in in preparation for their return.
Like you're not actively doing anything.
No, sorry, Jasmine is very rude because she said they need to prepare for their turn. I don't understand why this is so rude today. A miracle could happen tomorrow.
Oh, girl. I think it's home time tomorrow. Ooh. So unless they're grafting.
Okay, cool. What were we saying? So Selma... someone tweeted... So Selma's... The person running Selma's account is doing a really great job, by the way.
Amazing job. Yeah,
Really, like, I love that. I love that for her. So someone who running Selma's account said, if you were Selma, what would your game plan be for the next 2 days? Someone said, soak up that vitamin D because it's raining in the UK and that's where you're heading.
Oh my gosh, they chose violence. I'm screaming.
Wow.
And then someone said, she's Irish. And then someone else said, well, it's raining there too, so.
Wow.
Do you know what?
I'm so done.
I feel very bad for her, but what can she do if none of the guys are showing attention? It's like what can she do?
And
there's
if
only
it is
so
a
much you can do, isn't
it? Yeah. If it is a thing where they're literally she's not giving anything at all.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't want to believe this, but sometimes those paying girls where it's like you're literally paying by default, like you're literally just paying, so it's like you don't need the personality. You actually don't need the personality. So you're used to guys just moving to you. So in this situation it's like how do I even move to a guy? You're probably thinking, I don't move to a guy, like I'm not laying it on thick.
Exactly.
But that Clarissa girl, hi.
Clarisse, she knew what
she's
time it was.
Active. She said she understood the assignment.
She said, I'm getting into that main villa by fire, by force.
Either on Teddy's passport or Tyler's passport. Either way.
Passport things.
To get there.
Passport things.
She had to, and I respect it.
Really respect it.
I'm sad for my girl Kaz, but Kaz needed to shine her eyes very well.
Shine your eye.
Yeah.
I can't believe Clarisse is it Clarisse or Clarissa?
Clarisse.
Clarisse is 23. What?
23.
know.
She does not look it. Baddie. But yeah, she's buff. Selma is. Oh,
I know. Stunning. Wow. Stunning.
It's mad.
It's crazy. And
the fact that she wore a 40-inch wig there by one of the top black hairstylists in the UK, and you lot are not giving me attention. I'm wearing my fucking bonnet tomorrow. Are you mad?
Someone cut these inches now. They don't deserve it. Period.
Do you know they slid my fucking hair?
Nah. My whole hair can buy this whole villa. Do you know that?
Bam. Was it Papa Chi? Let's find out who did her hair. Because I need you... Let me get it for you guys.
I know the hair vendor is Kapila Moore. Yeah,
That's it. Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Mate.
No, you don't understand. This person has one of the best UK hairstylists, a slave, and you're not even telling me my fucking rocket. Are you mad? you're like a fucking wig I've got on my head.
You're not putting your eggs in my basket with this hair. Nah, you lot aren't seeing the vision. They don't they're very ungrateful.
Oh God, no. Let Salma touch recess,
bruh.
Do you not think a brother would say, sweetie, let me talk to you,
sweetie,
let me pay your bills? They would have paid her bills. What do you mean,
mate? I know.
It's god damn,
they flew out.
It's actually mad.
That's why I don't think influencers should do this show. Like, just because you're an influencer, don't just think, I'm just going to jump on Love Island. It was going to increase my following. Let me say that again. Black influencers.
Yeah.
Because I recently heard that Adeola Patron was offered to go on this series. Yeah, and I was like, thank God she didn't. Because sis has, we know her personality. We know what she's about. We know she's fun. She's great. Yeah. She makes great, she's entertaining, blah, blah, blah. And I think she's got a long career ahead of her. If she went on that show, it might have been another Selma part two.
No, honestly.
Because she didn't move to Hugo.
Ew.
And she would have turned into a meme.
Diola would be like, what? she would turn into a meme. Nah.
Yeah.
Would not be happy. Mate, even like Selma during like the challenge when Hugo had to kiss like every single girl.
Her face.
Nah, Selma quickly.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. I'm not going to lie though. Hugo was looking nice in today's episode with the bucket hat. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to look again.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to look. No, because let me confess. When Hugo had the orange, I'm not saying he looked nice, but when they were doing the 70s, whatever.
The worst look he's ever had.
I was like, not that he looks nice, but he looks funky. I wouldn't say nice. I don't know. It looked funky. I don't know.
What was it? The curtains, the hair, bangs.
No, it's not even attractive. Hugo, it's more of a... For me, it's very much, when I used to be Team Hugo, it was very much literally, I want to make sure that you're okay, but now I don't care.
Yeah. No.
But Jasmine's saying that he looks nice, so I need to understand.
No, if you see, you know when he kissed that girl, Amy?
No, Jazz, no.
When he was sitting on the bench and he was wearing the bucket hat.
Okay, I have to watch it again then, because, do you know what? Because even what he did then made me want to go, I wanted someone to fly me into that villa. So I could arrest him my very self. Yeah. Because he said, what did he say? Bar for bar.
Not arrest.
He said, bruh.
He said, what did he say? Okay, no, I need to find it. I need to find what he said. He kissed the girl and he said something. He said some word.
That's
it.
I was like, what?
Imagine a guy's kissed you and he says, job done. What are you doing?
I'll take it back. I'll take back the kiss.
How can you take back the kiss?
No, honestly, you have to.
Man said, job done.
What does that fucking mean? He's so obsessed with being a lad that he doesn't know how to be a lad.
Yes. Like, oh, my God.
Jake would have kissed Liberty. And maybe wanted to say drop down in his head, but he wouldn't have said it. He would have went to the light, would have said it.
Yeah.
But Hugo, he has no decorum. He was just in front of the girls. Yeah, drop down.
Oh my gosh. Now that you've mentioned it, please let's talk about Jake the Saboteur. Mr. Sabotage. Because this guy is playing a very dirty game. He's doing dirty tricks. Dirty you know, tricks.
Jake is actually a villain.
I don't know who's more of a villain. I think Hugo's a villain, but Jake is a super villain.
Nah, I've never seen it like this.
Jake is a super villain.
Jake is reminding me of you know that villain in The Incredibles?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm getting it wrong. No, he's reminding me of Flash, but he's like, he's not, Flash is not a villain. But then I'm thinking, does he remind me of that? The one that, I think it's Incredibles 1.
You're actually very rude.
Do you know what I'm about?
You're extremely rude.
Okay. This is why Jake's a villain. Obviously, he's getting all the guys to cheat. Mm-hmm. So he can live vicariously through him, through them. And also, when he comes back, he looks like the good one in front of his missus. Yep. But the way he's doing it, he's like, listen, yeah, if I was you, he even said to Teddy, he said, if I was you, your shoe, inside of your butter, I would have swung my dick. What? No, he was going in.
No, it's the advice. He bare goes into detail, like, the scenario and be like, do you think they're waiting for you? Like, bro, Jake, like, bro.
Nah, he's a super villain. And the thing about him, yeah, is that he's so, I don't know, like, he's clever with it. And I feel like part of the reason why is because he knows that, especially Millie and Liam, they're strong. So he's trying to break them up, sabotage them
so he and
Liberty can get to the end. And I also think that some of the guys, especially Tyler, he doesn't want to be the only one that's doing a mad thing. So he's saying they're saying to Liam, oh, you know, you should see how it goes. What, like, exactly. I don't understand. Why do you need to kiss someone to know that you want to take it further? But they're making sure that he does everything. Like, you lot are bad friends.
They were saying, go and have sex with her. Do you know what's so mad, yeah? All the lads will come up to like, they'll have their debrief. And then Jake will say to them, oh, what did you get up to? They're like, oh, yeah, we kissed. And then I remember they went up to, and then this is what Jake would say. You go, good lad, good lad, good lad.
And then he goes to Hugo.
Hugo goes, we had a hug. And I know Jake was thinking, he's like, oh, don't you know? If I was in your fucking shoes, I would have, I'm about to dive in. He would have, what?
Literally.
And then, I know Jake didn't want to embarrass Hugo, so he was like, how was the hug? Was it firm? And then Hugo was like, yeah, it was firm. Then Jake goes, good lad. I said, this is...
Jake is a bad person, man.
He's actually a witch.
His eyes on the prize, because he knows if him and Liberty are the only like proper solid couple standing,
he's very easy to just vote them.
Okay,
so what do we think about Tyler
is buff.
He is
beautiful lad.
He's buff, but I think he's a dirty dog. I don't know. Obviously it's a weird one, because obviously you go into Love Island, you're there to find love or relationships or have fun or play the game, whatever you want to call it. Everyone's in there for their own reasons. But I really don't like people that play on people's feelings and lead them along. And I don't know, obviously Kaz is saying that Tyler said he's not going to get his head turned and all of that stuff. So obviously I have to go with what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall him saying that, but obviously Kaz is saying that he's said that to her. So for that to happen, he hasn't even thought twice
about
it. He hasn't even said, you know what, I still like Kaz, but I just want to see where this got. He's gone. Mm-mm. He's gone.
Do you know what he even said? Bar for bar, he said, do you know what? Yeah, let me just do what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And then when I get there, then I'll deal with it.
So
stick with the receipts, man.
Yeah, exactly. No,
we have to recite it.
You've got your evidence.
Honestly. Yeah.
Fam, I saw this tweet by a woman called Sharon, and she said, I was watching After Sun and Georgia. Anyway, shout out to Georgia Han, because what Hugo did, he should have picked you, but instead he left you just waiting there like bread. It's not fair.
They want him.
Fam. And he got pied twice. But okay, let me talk about to Sharon's tweet. Sharon said, I was watching After Sun and Georgia, who left the house, said, the couple, the best chance was Kaz and Tyler. And she was talking about how their connection was so strong.
Wow.
What?
So Kaz and Tyler were like that.
Disturbing,
man.
But okay, guys, I got a question. Are the boys in the wrong? And I don't mean... Yeah. I don't mean Jake. Jake, if you cheat, you're if you do anything, if you kiss another girl, you're cheating, bruv.
It's literally adultery, but yeah.
Yeah. But are the lads in, and I'm including Liam and and Teddy and Tyler, are they in the wrong?
Tyler and Toby are not in the wrong, right?
Mm.
Liam, holy.
That one is a tat.
Nah, he's a whore. You're a whore, Liam, and you're only 21 years old. You're actually a dirty little whore. Like, you're a 10-year-old whore. You're a pussy. Nah. Liam, that one. If I catch him on road, it's actually on site.
No, I'm finished.
But Tyler and Toby have not done anything wrong, because it's mad that Georgia is saying that, because obviously we as the public, we don't see that Kaz and Tyler fight like that. We've only just seen them couple up.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we've seen him like kissing her and like grabbing Yash,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. But we've not seen that connection. So obviously Casa Amor is here. Like, it's expected of someone like him. And Toby's obviously just coupled up with Abigail after jumping ship from Kaz to Chloe. I mean, it's Toby's pattern. Like, it's expected from him. Liam. No words, Liam.
Nah.
Liam is in the wrong. And if I catch
Teddy. Liam's mad. Because Liam was looking at Lily, and the fact that they have similar names. Is it onomatopoeia when they have similar names?
No, because it's just a very mad coincidence.
Yeah.
And he was like, she was like, and you know the Casa Amor girls, the Marriage of the Miracle one, the Casa Amor girls, they want to fuck you. And they know they can. And they'll be looking at you like, yeah, do you want to kiss me? And the lads are literally biting their lips like, I do, but I'm going to have to get a divorce. You can see, Liam was literally like, nah. And he was saying, like, I was actually thinking about kissing you all day. I was like, hey.
Wow.
Can you imagine? He was literally like, I want to kiss you. But she was like, the butt. I'm hearing the butt. But he's like, I really want to kiss you. Man didn't give a butt. He didn't give a butt. He was just saying, I want to kiss you, bro. And then obviously, spoiler, we saw the.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, what's that? The spoiler that Liam kisses.
That was literally the last scene.
Yeah,
that was the last scene. Yeah. I literally screamed. I said,
Liam! No. Yeah, so it's going to happen tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Millie.
But I think up until that point, I don't think the guys were doing anything wrong but the only thing I would say is that it's when they start saying the whole test stuff.
That's Jake's favorite.
I'm not gonna lie. That whole test stuff, I do think it's BS. I just think.
So you agree with Hugo? You do believe it's bullshit?
No. You know what? Do you know what? Hugo's speech, I would have rated it if one, he had told Toby that beforehand. Two, if he wasn't just doing it for his own gain. And three, if he owned it when Toby was saying, oh, but you didn't say this to me before. Mm-hmm. Even the other guys, even Teddy was like, oh, but you didn't tell Toby that before.
And he was like, I did.
But you didn't.
But they said you did. Teddy was adamant. You didn't.
Yeah.
No, Teddy was. Right. And do you know what's so funny? When Teddy was confronting him, Hugo was walking away.
You know someone is lying.
He couldn't lie.
No way.
Yeah, he couldn't lie anymore. He was like, you want me to keep lying to you? Really have to walk away.
Guys, what I will say about Teddy, everyone's saying, oh, Teddy's loyal. I think they're going to make Teddy the poster boy for Black Men Don't Cheat. Teddy's loyal. Cool.
Listen, Teddy wants the bag. They don't realize how much Teddy wants to do.
No, but Teddy at the beginning wasn't loyal. He was entertaining Clarice a bit.
He was.
Exactly. And they're not going to show, what's her name? They're not going to show Thingy that when she arrives back, when they arrive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Hugo's on the grass anyways. But what I was going to say, is, if you know what, I don't even feel like I would be happy if my man, like, let's say my man went on, I was in Love Island and I was in a main villa. My man's is in another villa in Casa Amor. I'm not going to be happy if he comes back and he hasn't done anything. Do you know why? Because maybe your type wasn't there. So what they need to do, they need to send in 500 girls.
I'm finished. Not 500.
I test you well.
I don't think there's many people with that will get a negative COVID test out there before
500 pounds. Vic, you know that you're absolutely ridiculous. Do you know, I did not expect you to say 500 girls. Honestly. That was the last thing I was expecting you to say.
500. Even if they put both villas together, it still would not fit.
No, you need to say 500 because I need to see, really, can you resist? Because are you not resisting because your type is not there?
That's a good point, though, 100%.
It's very true because I'm like, is Clarice even Teddy's type? Like, let's be
honest. No! No!
She's not. From what we've heard, she's not his type.
She's not, yeah. So... She was just grafting him a lot.
Sis was grafting, but for her sake, I hope she makes it to
Maven. 9 to 5 for that.
And I think realistically, Teddy has eyes. Like, yes, you can see that she's attractive, but equally, you don't have to be attracted to her. Do you get what I mean?
Wow, keywords. Yeah.
So I think that's what it was for Teddy.
Can we believe how ecstatic Toby was at Casa Amor?
Do you know what? It brought me so much joy. It brought me so much joy. I've gone from wanting Toby out of that villa expeditiously to absolutely wanting him to stay in.
Yeah, same.
You know, last week, too. I was like, this guy cannot leave. Yeah. Because he's jokes.
He actually is. He's carrying the show on his back, I can't lie.
You know that when they were playing the Truth or Dare game, when I was looking at Toby in the back, one, he was dancing. There was another scene. He was grinning from it. You know the teeth he was saying?
I've never seen Toby like that.
You know when you said, you've never seen so much teeth shining? You should have seen Toby's teeth last week when they were playing the Truth and Dare. I could not believe what he was seeing.
Also, don't you think it's awkward when they play Truth or Dare and then they watch each other kiss?
Yeah, it is.
In the American one as well, they watch each other kiss and sometimes they're like, yeah, go on, more. I'm like, what? Where would I look? Because sometimes I look, I clock Selma and she doesn't look at them. I'm like, that's probably what I would do because it's a bit awkward.
Yeah. Can we just talk about one more thing? Faye, can you tell me why her man was the only one that was basically loyal and Faye is crying? I'm like, hold on.
What was the picture again?
Kaz was comforting Faye. Teddy was kissing.
Oh, it was a
girl,
test.
But it was a challenge.
The game. Okay. But do you reckon that Faye knew that?
No, she's saying
she said she doesn't care if it was a challenge. I was like, I'm sure you were also kissing someone in a challenge.
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't she kiss someone as well?
I'm sure she did.
The same thing.
I don't want to speak lies, but I'm sure she kissed someone in the challenge.
Yeah, no, they all had to. Liberty was absolutely repulsed.
Nah, she was disgusted, mate.
But the thing with Faye, I don't really. I feel like it's because she holds her feelings way deep inside, and she puts on this kind of like jokey image to protect her feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When she was crying. Telling Kaz, don't worry about me, I'll be fine. Like,
sis was
actually okay to be
vulnerable. Yeah, exactly. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable. But I feel like she feels like I can't let this interior down because I need to look out for other people and I need to make sure other people are good. I can't. You know, sometimes you feel like you have to be the strong one. Yeah. I feel like that's what Faye feels like she has to be, which is kind of sad. But you can tell that she really does like Teddy because why are you wearing his perfume?
Hey, my God.
Yeah, exactly. And his ring.
His perfume!
But you could see how she's trying to distance herself from... Like, she's trying to push him away already because she's there saying, oh, Teddy's not funny. I'm like, okay, so it took you how long to find this out?
You're lying. Why you were laughing at his jokes. We saw you.
Yeah, why are you saying this right now? It was very suspicious timing. So I feel like she's already trying to build that wall just
sabotage.
In case.
Definitely. Also, Dell is a criminal. Did you see the way he was grabbing? Whose bum was it?
Hey.
I think it was Faye's bum. Yeah.
Yeah, when they were kissing.
This guy's going to do some damage in this house.
Yeah. I literally said, criminal. Nah, is that Dave Bar? Don't die for nyash. Don't die for nyash.
Don't die for nyash. Do we think the girls were too loyal?
Way too loyal. There was no need for it. Unless you're Liberty, like, so, yeah. one. you know the men that you have, you know they're going to move mad. You know it's Casa Amor. Girls, like.
But a lot of people's rebuttal to that, are the girls too loyal, is were the Villa guys enough? Were they enough to entertain?
No comment.
Misha, no Mehdi's there. No. Matthew's there. Matthew's
no
there.
No comment.
No, the main... yeah, the main Villa guys aren't giving. Yeah, but there's only two. How many girls is there? And but there's only two guys. Are we all going to be sharing these two guys? Like,
that's true. But like, they didn't even give the guys a chance.
Yeah, they did.
For example, with Dale, it was like, oh, no, Dale's actually funny. Like, his personality, cool. I didn't, obviously, you can't see that when someone first walks in. Yeah. I feel like they didn't even give them a chance.
No, they didn't.
It's the way they all slept outside as well. Like, why did you give the guys the bed? Like, I'm really
okay. There we go. Why are you giving them the bed?
The guys should sleep outside. Like, so you want to break up your back while your man is doing up Casa Amor and giving these guys bed? Yeah, that was a bit stupid.
Do you know what's mad? I get really, really bad nap bites. Like, especially like, when the weather gets hot.
Listen.
And when I'm on holiday, it's even worse. So I was like, imagine I'm sleeping outside like a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
And these lads that are not even grafting me properly, these lads are not, they're sleeping in my bed. No, gosh. No, okay, we forgot to talk about Abigail and her reaction to seeing the postcard.
Yeah, that was a very strange reaction. I was like,
that was so underwhelming.
I was like, hold on, are you not seeing Toby doing bear tongues lip syncing in the postcard? And you're there saying, oh, I hope I can trust him.
Until I'm proven wrong.
Yeah, I'm like,
I mean, you've literally seen him with his tongue down in a girl's throat. Like, nah.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
It's the delusional, for me. Like,
it's mad.
It's giving dummy.
Do you know what's so funny? The girls come in and they really give, I'm a hot girl. I'm here to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And then they give sad girl.
Yeah. Not sad girl.
Rachel came in. I'm a hot girl. Rachel was doing widow for days. Happy girl now. Now she's in love with Toby. Oh, I need to understand where he's coming from.
Honestly. Abigail,
have you been grafting? There's men available.
I know.
You came in to steal someone's man. And now you're giving, oh, I'm sorry. I just love him saying no. I'm just
oh
like,
oh my God.
Girl, give it a rest. It's all a facade. Like,
do you know, this is really random, but I feel very confident that Hugo names his cock Mr. Hammond.
Yep.
Ask me why I know. Don't ask me why I feel strongly about that.
I know. I even hate when he says that. When he says that whole Mr. Hammond stuff.
Yeah, and does that whole teacher act in the morning with the boys. You're not going back to your job, bro. So you can stop pretending. Anyway, let him carry on the profession. At least the Villa people will take him. But you ain't going back to that school, bro.
No, they even said no.
They said no.
Jazz mentioned at the start of this episode, Nikki, before you jumped on, that Tyler, you remember that Kaz gave Tyler a robe to kind of remember him, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently, Clarice was wearing that robe.
But, sorry to burst your bubble, like, let's diffuse that. Samuel, OK Magazine senior showbiz reporter, actually said, all the Casa Amor girls get their own robes.
Okay, that's what I said as well to Jazz, actually.
And like, if you look at the robe, you see like an SE at the, like, their names are on them as well.
Oh.
And yeah, Clarice, yeah.
Okay.
Because, bruh, okay. I would have... Tyler's
not a terrorist. Okay,
yeah,
I don't have
Yeah,
I can see it. I can see the SE on it.
Yeah, we can let him breathe for now. But
Yeah, don't worry, his flog is coming.
His flogging is coming.
I don't look at Tyler the same. Like, obviously, I still think he's like paying, but like,
yeah.
Because Chloe said it as well. Tyler came in and had not had eyes for nobody.
Yeah.
Just Kaz. And that's what made me think, is he playing a game? Because you didn't even say, oh, I like you, Kaz, but I also I want to get to know Faye as well. No, he only said Kaz.
Yeah. It's giving playboy, it's giving game player. Yeah. Which is disappointing, very disappointing, but I really hope Kaz shines her eye very well.
For real.
Yeah. Not going back.
Did you guys see Oh, no, go on, Jazz.
No, no, no. I was even going to say, I hope when he does bring Clarice back, I hope she jumps onto someone else. I don't know who that would be, but...
I can't believe you said when he does, because he is going to.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, we have to accept it. He's going to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Kaz will eventually have to accept it too, sis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to happen. I mean, it's only been a few days. That's why it's so awkward. It's only been a few days. So... I've just seen a snippet. I don't know why they didn't show. Maybe they did show it on the, you know, they showed that, like, what's going to happen for tomorrow night's episode. Maybe they did show this, but I didn't see. But Kaz and Matthew have a kiss.
Yeah, kissing.
Yeah.
All of them kissing.
But what'd you say?
All of them kissing. All the boys.
Good.
Everyone's
good.
Kissing, boy.
But Matthew was only complimenting Kaz on her energy.
But to be fair, what is it? I think it's Dale and Matthew. They both said, they use a different.
They said, Dale said rocket.
Yeah, she's a rocket.
Did Matthew say that?
I think he said it when he first came in. So when he first came in, he said, "I have my eye on Kaz. She's stunning," or something like that. He said something along those lines. I don't. I wish I had the bar for bar evidence like you, but I don't. But
no one has the receipts like Vic, boy.
Yeah, and I know when he first came in.
Yeah,
he definitely said, "I'm interested."
Yeah,
in
Kaz. I heard him say, "Kaz." Yeah. Okay, I will allow you, Matthew, but I'm still on your case.
Yeah,
I'm still
on your case. We're keeping our eyes peeled, eyes and ears
wide open for real.
But I do feel sorry for Kaz, because imagine feeling like you're the only black girl in there. You know that. If a guy was to walk in here, it would be so easy to couple up with you.
Yeah.
Because of how this stupid show pans out.
Yeah.
And you feel like, oh my God, this guy's actually used me.
Yeah, it's just being used, isn't it? It's awful.
It's not nice.
It's not as well.
And I was like, Liberty, you're such a babe. Like, the way
Liberty... Oh, she's such a good friend,
man. You know what? I could be wrong, but I feel like Kaz has had a conversation with her on a level about being black in the house.
Right, yeah.
I had a feeling, because the way Liberty was speaking, it's like, you know, like something was left unsaid, if you know what I mean. Like, I can read between the lines. But she was like, oh, you know, I know Kaz has had such a hard time in here, and obviously she found someone, or she thought she found someone that appreciated her for who she was, and blah, 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 blah. So I definitely feel like they've had a proper on the level conversation. Well, I hope so anyway, because it's horrible to think of Kaz dealing with all that with no
herself. Yeah, no, Liberty has her back, which is good, because
beautiful to see.
I don't know, boy. I don't know. And it's awkward, because when Clarice comes in the house, can Kaz and her even be boys?
No.
I mean, it they can be, but of course it would be awkward. They can be, but it's like...
Kaz will firm it.
Kaz isn't a malicious kind of person.
No, she's not. She wouldn't be... Faye would have tore the girl's extensions out. Yeah.
She would have with her words.
100%.
Yeah. But yeah, we have right, a guys, to look forward to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are our Casa Amor predictions? Like, who do we think is gonna turn? Who do you think is gonna stay loyal?
Oh, all them boys are turning, apart from Jake, really.
Jake and Teddy, I think they're the only
Jake
ones
and Teddy. They're gonna come back alone.
Yeah.
I hope Faye is alone.
No, Faye's gonna pick someone, because I don't know why, but she wants to be in the same boat as the others. Like, she's really placing herself there.
Oh gosh.
I'm like,
oh,
you cannot compare yourself to Kaz's situation.
Like, honestly, like, go and join Liberty, please.
Literally.
Faye has really inserted herself into the drama.
I think that Liam might not bring Lily back. But I think Millie might say F you.
Yes.
Yeah. I could be wrong, because Liam's become a tart. He didn't become a little bit of a tart.
He's actually a harlot.
Became a total. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, guys. I've got to go now.
Okay, no worries. Let's get into our favorite tweets.
Yeah. Let's do the tweets.
Okay.
You go, Jazz. Any tweets that caught your eye this week?
I had. What's it called? Yeah, there's one from Lupez1, so LUPES1_. He said, the boys are on Love Island, but the girls are on Wife Swap.
Oh my God. Yeah. So true. So true. Also, quickly, we'll probably talk about this next week, but low at people saying like Kaz is anti-black and she's a colorist because she doesn't fancy Mehdi.
They need to relax with that.
Okay. She's literally only been coupled up with like black men or mixed race men.
Literally throughout, even when they were friends, it was a black guy. So
okay, and she stepped forward for Aaron, but okay. But when it's the other way around, it's but people are allowed to have their preferences.
Exactly.
Welcome to their preferences. Anyways. my favorite tweet is by Stefan Bertin. Is that his name? Bertin.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Stefan, I'm gonna arrest you myself. I'm going to arrest you because he made a poster of Selma with a missing, and it's got like, you know, like when you watch those cartoons, and it's got like, you know, those like those cowboy.
Yeah. Cowboy and
It says missing with the star, and it says, have you seen this woman? No, I'm gonna arrest you, Stefan, because that's too funny. Way too funny. Way too funny. And then another one I saw that made me laugh was the producers when they Toby, when the producer told him it's time to go back to the main villa, and it's a video of this guy saying,
that is funny.
And that's by Gunnar CW. Do you have any funny tweets you saw this week, hon?
Well, tonight's one was one from Charlotte's Priv 3. Literally, I just needed Faye to know that Teddy is innocent. And it was literally like a plane flying. You know, you get those like plane, the announcements that you get. And literally it said, Faye, Teddy hasn't mugged you off. Millie, Liam has. Sorry, Millie, my condolences. But you need to know Liam has played you like a fiddle.
Oh my God.
No. Yeah. So it's going to be a deadly day when they come back to that casserole.
Ah, it's going to be a deadly day.
It's going to be worse than congrats, hon, because Faye's mouth doesn't stop for anybody.
I know she's going to slew each and every one of those
things. All their singlets are torn. Like,
but yeah, thank you so much, Nikki, for joining us. We love you so much. Just thank you, hon. Thank you. Guys.
Thanks for having me, honestly.
No worries. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Do you want to plug your socials, Nikki, quickly?
Sure, it's knickknacks_x. That's my personal on Twitter, and at the Nikki Diaries on Twitter, and then on Instagram, knickknacksx, and then at the Nikki Diaries _.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. That's it from us for today.
Yeah, thank you so much. See you next week.
All right, bye. Peace.
Bye.